5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Our producer, Messy Mikey, taking a look at his friend, our producer, Jackson, here, saying, dude, you might be a lot of things, but you're just not redneck enough. And Messy Mikey can't have that.
No. Jackson, someone needs to bring him down to earth. If you would humor me, where did you eat dinner last night, Jackson?
Hey, this was a big deal. My girlfriend and I were celebrating our 2-year anniversary.
Right. And where did you guys go?
We went to this restaurant called Omakase Table. It is one of the new Michelin-starred restaurants here in Atlanta.
Damn.
And it was a lovely experience and a lovely time.
Yeah. You said it was 2.5-hour dinner?
Yeah,
20 courses?
Yeah, it's a big one.
What?
It's a big one.
Damn.
I know. We didn't get out of there till like 11 last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I got to know, how much does a Michelin-star sushi restaurant, because you're talking about the primo cuts of fish, 20 courses cost?
So just the base meal is $2.49 a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have to pay for drinks and gratuity and all that.
Is it like little dot food? Like it's one bite for every, 20 courses.
It's like sushi, so it's a bite of how sushi would be.
But it's like, when you say omakase, it's not like spicy tuna roll. It's the chef handcrafting. It's art. It's honestly art.
And if you do, like, if they have a Michelin star, then when you take that one bite, it's an explosion
right.
of flavor.
You can't go in there and go, hey, you got a Philly roll?
Yeah.
Where's the what is it called? The cream cheese.
The California roll.
The California roll. Yeah, you got that?
Bring me everything deep fried.
They explicitly tell you that you're supposed to consume each piece within 10 seconds of the chef giving it to you. And so it's like this whole like culinary experience when you go there.
This place, to your point, exactly here.
Hamburger Helper would have been fine. This is what I'm talking about. We need to put a little bit of red on Jackson's neck. So this week, I'm gonna dip his toe in the water. We're gonna teach him how to drive stick shift.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Is that redneck advice?
Not really. I mean, I guess if it's what kind of stick shift are we talking about?
Well, it's a Mazda Miata, so.
The most redneck car on the market.
But it's a 2006, and the paint's chipped pretty good, so I think it counts.
Is this the car you drive around?
It is.
This is your regular car?
Yeah, that's my car.
I thought that car looked familiar, because that's the car my mom had.
Oh, is it?
I'm 99% sure, and I think that's the car I learned to drive stick on.
If you drive Mazda Miata, you might be a redneck.
It looks like one of those, like a cardboard refrigerator that you could just pick up and run with.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, pretending you were driving a car.
I'm going to say, because I'm shocked, because how tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah, so I was meeting Mikey somewhere, and he walked to his car, but I didn't know it was his car. I thought he was walking past it, and then he started getting in it, and I wanted to be like, how are you fitting that?
After football the other day, it was tough to get down in the Miata.
I bet. And you don't know how to drive a stick?
No. I like conceptually know how it works, and I've always wanted to learn, but nobody has ever been willing to let me burn out their clutch.
Yeah.
So,
Mikey, if he learns, like, of course you want like a flat space, an open parking lot, blah, blah, blah. That's the right way to do it. But you got to get this man on a hill.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Parallel parking on a hill.
That brings a new meaning to hill to die on.
Yeah. Well, it's hard on a hill?
Oh, yeah, because you have to sit there. If you have to stop, so, because that's one vivid memory. I'm at a red light and I'm on a hill and you're stopped, but you have to be able to get it into that first gear quick, but you roll back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if the person behind you gets too close, you have this fear of rolling back and hitting them. Mm-hmm. And then if you stall out on a hill, It's been nice knowing you.
I've gotten honked at a good amount of times. Whenever I got the car, I didn't know how to drive stick shift. And so I'd go out every day. Like, me and my friend would go out. I'd get, like, halfway down the street. I'd just have to give up. We'd have to push the car home. I was so frustrated. I spent $8,000 on a car I couldn't drive.
I learned how to drive a stick shift from San Diego on my way to San Francisco. I had a girlfriend at the time, and we were driving up to San Francisco, and she had a VW convertible Rabbit.
Ooh,
and yeah, man.
That's another tiny car.
Dude, it was bright yellow. It was awesome. It looked like a bumblebee. And she's like, I am not driving 15 hours. You're going to have to learn how to drive. She literally taught me how to drive as I got onto the on-ramp, onto the highway is how I learned.
But the highway's the best part, because once you pop that puppy in fifth gear, you just let it ride.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of work. Like, I never got the point of it.
Yeah. It's great if you have a car that you can really kind of haul ass in, because you really feel like you're driving a car.
Just like a Mazda Miata.
Like a Mazda Miata. You can feel both horses in that Mazda Miata.
Right, so when and where is all this going down to Redneckify Jackson?
I say Saturday, we'll get in the Miata. We're playing only Billy Joe Shaver. We might do some dumpster diving on the way. Who knows? You never know when you're going to run across a good dumpster.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna get him. We're bringing him back down to Earth. It's time for he comes from a corporate environment. We got to get him back to the world.
So if you come in here Monday morning and you pull this off, is it politically incorrect to call you Mr. Miata?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just asking the question now.
Why don't you go ahead and throw a Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift track in there too?
The Burt Show.